You're listening to UnConcast on the Georgia Podcast Network, featuring unconference sessions and other related discussions from around the Southeast.
In this episode, Jenny Bailey leads a session called Women in Blogging at Blog Savannah, an unconference which took place January 26, 2007 in Savannah, Georgia.
Phases of, you know, how much I hold back and how much I don't hold back. As a woman, why I like it as a woman, I don't know. I guess it's just the technology, everything technology related is still very much male dominated, and it just presents a more well-rounded picture of each of us, not as a woman, but as a person, you know. And I don't know a smart sounding way to say that, but it lets you. It lets me talk about things that, I don't know, people might not expect a woman to talk about, or men might not expect a woman to talk about.
Well, that leads to an interesting thing about the image that women bloggers have in the blog world. And sadly, it's not the most positive image. I mean, some of the most intelligent bloggers on the internet are female. Some of the most popular bloggers on the internet are females, but there is an image in the blogging world about women bloggers, and it's not a very positive one. It's we're looked down upon anyway, and I think that if you're a personal blogger, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Male bloggers tend to get most of the,
they get the links, they get the hits, they get the recognition. They are bloggers. They're not male bloggers. They're bloggers. They're the default. They're the unmarked face, whereas women bloggers are women bloggers. And I think that we just have to keep at it. Just keep doing our thing, you know, and until that double standard is chipped away little by little.
Sorry.
I have a quick question. I don't blog.
Chairman,
I want you to read the blogs. I have a few times. Is it very evident during blogs, I mean, when you write a text, that you are female? I mean, how do people know so often that, oh, when you're reading a blog, this is a male blogger, and these are female, you know, bloggers?
I've got my picture.
Okay, it's
a
picture.
And I see I'm a female.
Okay, and is the writing style, I mean, you mentioned it's like first person,
you don't always, though. There's a well-known blogger, Jamie, and the blog is called Color Blue, and I don't know if it's been revealed now or not, because I haven't read that blog in a while, but for the longest time, and maybe even still, nobody knows whether he is a male or female.
Okay.
And it really doesn't make any sense to say that there's a male style of writing or female style of writing. That's complete BS. But I think that there are reasons for choosing to make your gender known or not make your gender known. And I don't want to dominate your perception, but...
Well, yes, sorry, I was just trying to say that.
There's a great example. Plain Money is actually an entire woman's life online driven by a man. But he interacted with other people and everything, made everyone believe it was a woman, and then something disappeared one day, and it wasn't until all two got together
bloggers attract more readers is that women bloggers tend, obviously as a generalization, to write about personal topics, whereas men write about things?
I think so. And this is not the same for every male blog, but men genuinely tend to blog more about politics.
Or is that just because there are more male blogs? Because I disagree. I mean, you say your opinion, I'll say mine, but I completely disagree.
I mean, they blog about politics. I mean, you'll find photo blogs. There are a few dad blogs out there, and it's very rare. I'm not really sure why. I think because women tend to write more personally about things around them, look at as an exterior blog, like we're just maybe not smart enough. But if you're looking at a blog,
or is that just the perception or assumption based on, accepted stereotypes and double standard in place? I mean, I just don't see it. I mean, I see that that's the perception very much, because I definitely see the perception of female bloggers that you're talking about, but I think it's imposed rather than reflective of the reality.
Exactly. And if you were to read some of these blogs, you would find that they're very intelligent women, you know, working mothers, professionals. But a lot of times, because they are female bloggers, maybe you're just not looking at, you know, seriously as male bloggers. But I'm not sure why.
I'm wondering if the subject matter is different.
I think that would be it. The women were more emotional, were more out to express their feelings. Men tend to be more objective. We're willing to put a more emotional perspective on things and actually invest ourselves in what we're writing about. Whereas men will get something that just, they don't have to actually give their opinion, they'll just tell you one thing.
I just don't see that really.
No, I don't either. I see that that's the perception.
But I don't see that as being the actual reality in
the blogosphere.
You know, something that really frustrates me is I love politics. I love political blogs from any side. I love them all. And some of the most intelligent ones, I mean, that I've read happen to be from women. And when women blog about politics, they tend to get railed upon a little bit more. I'm not really sure why. And it's sad because, again, if you were to stop and take the gender out of it and say, okay, this is a female blog, take that completely out, this is a very intelligent blog, and I'm not saying any particular blog, I'm just saying in general. I'm not really sure why female blogs tend to, they're not taken seriously.
Oh, the Huffington Post started as a blog.
I'm sorry?
The Huffington Post started as a blog. It's become all that now, but I mean, that's taken very seriously.
That's a good blog, you know, people not on TV.
Sure.
I think that speaks a lot is when you kind of cross over from that realm of just being an internet personality to having a certain sense of fame. I remember Heather, I don't know her last name.
Armstrong.
She's probably the most famous example of a female blogger. She kept a blog, and it's rather humorous, and she's kind of got a cynical sense of humor. Well, her workplace discovered her blog and fired her for some of the things that she said. And she just became an overnight phenomenon that's like Dookie,
Deucey.
And I mean, her whole life is now just so transparent, but she's been, I think, on the Today Show. I mean, she actually is an example of a woman that actually makes money off her blog. Like someone, I read on a blog that someone, her ads can be like $22,500 for an ad on her blog. But in exchange for that, getting that advertising revenue, she's just, her whole life is just transparent. Things about, you know, postpartum depression, and she spent, I mean, it's all there to read about. She spent some time in a mental hospital after that. So I think it's just, she's put a lot of her personality into that. Whereas I think you could stay like Arianna Huffington, is that her name?
Yeah.
And just stay to like this topical, political type topic.
I mean, with Heather,
it's just good writing. It's just funny and cynical. I mean, really, she writes in a way that you really care about what she's saying. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Do you just Google her name to find her?
Yeah, I'm surfing through the
So, I mean, that's really a very well-written autobiography, which you might read as a very well-written autobiography if it were a book.
Almost, yeah, and I'm sure she probably will have a book deal in the future.
Right.
But I mean, it's just the fame that she garnered from it, and I mean, but I don't think if she was a crappy writer, I don't think anybody would have read it.
Because
her writing, it's her humor. It's her stories from living in L.A. and seeing all the stars out and how crappy they look or how good they are. I mean, just little humorous observations like that. That she can make something even just like mundane, like her getting a puppy and the way she writes about it is just so funny.
You know what's sad about the fact that because of her fame, you know, it's unfortunate, but people tend to, I don't really want to say attack her blog.
They totally attack her blog.
Yeah, they totally attack her.
She gives a lot of hate.
She does, and I think it's because of the fame that she has garnered. I mean, you know, just the name Deuce.
But doesn't that become a bigger woman figure anyway, period, of the story?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What kind of job did she get fired from?
She worked in a web development firm, I think it was, when she was living in LA. She worked in a web development firm. And they had a Christmas party, and she took some pictures at the Christmas party, and she posted their humorous comments. These people are actually her co-workers and friends, but the things that she posted and her comments were kind of sarcastic and funny, kind of biting, that the way that her employer looked upon it was just like, this is an appropriate fire department. I don't know, it was right after that she got famous, and I mean, her blog was accessible to everybody, so kind of also another conversation about if you blog, you know, do you worry about your workplace finding out, that sort of thing. It's kind of a...
Well, you've heard all the conversation about MySpace and girls kissing each other and adolescent behavior and
right.
How this might affect their college transcripts.
Jobs, are about that. A teacher having a MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, if you put it out there, I always tell people, if you don't want it on the internet, then don't put it on the internet. There's always a way that someone can steal your photos. And, you know, you just have to, I think, judge for yourself, you know.
That's something I've always said. I write for my local newspaper. That's completely separate from my blog. They don't know that I have a blog.
What do you think
right
about
now?
That people can be that
you know, honestly,
do you worry about it?
No, because everything I write on my blog, I mean, I don't worry about who I'm going to make angry. Believe me. I have made a lot of people angry on my blog. A lot of hate mail.
In the days before the internet, we kept personal diaries. I mean, I kept a lengthy and voluminous diary as a teenager. I think it's one of the reasons I ended up as a writer. What makes one go from keeping a personal diary, which obviously you can do on your computer, to putting it out on the web as a blog?
For some people, maybe it's a form of acceptance, knowing that somebody feels that same way.
I mean, we kept it as a way to keep in touch with my friends. I've friends all over the United States. I've met online, and it's just sometimes easier if I post a blog entry than it is to email everyone.
Absolutely.
And then eventually, I found for 6.5 years I've been blogging, not only for my blog, I've got some poems on my website, and I get plenty.
Saying thank you, express how I felt, or anything, and I figure anything I write and express, if it makes someone else feel good, make sure it makes them feel like they're not alone, then it did its job. That's important. You have to blog for your own personal reasons. Everybody blogs for a different reason. You know, some people want that attention, some people just want an outlet for their feelings, and really, whatever is making you happy, whatever reason you blog for whatever reason, as long as you're doing it because it makes you happy, then do it. And I think that you shouldn't worry about what you say on your blog. You know, just be honest with yourself. Don't worry. You know, I don't. If I stop and worry about everybody that I may have on my blog and all the maybe people that I have, maybe hurt their feelings, I would just be in a sad state. It's important to get those feelings out, you know. And I had went back and I had read my blog, and I had a councilman from the city of Camp email me about a post that I made last year. And I think I called him a titty baby. Why I called him that. And I had to apologize to him. I mean, I couldn't remember why he made me so mad that I called him.
You have a disclaimer on my side.
A what baby?
Titty baby.
Titty baby.
Titty baby.
Titty baby.
I have a disclaimer on my side. That's how I'm feeling at the moment I wrote it. I may regret it later, but this is not what
it is. Exactly. You may regret it. I regret a lot of things. And I mean, I think
it's important to put it out there.
I've had to apologize to people before, and I went back on my blog and have read things that have absolutely shocked me. But not only do I actually felt this way about something, it's important, and it really makes you rethink yourself. I mean, you know, after 9/11, a lot of blogs came up. mean, there's so many feelings in politics, and I was more all on the right at that time, and just going back and reading my blog, just seeing, you know, just rediscovering your feelings and why you felt that way, that is so important. You really need a document of your life and your feelings, and it's important to go back and...
But why you need to put it out there? I mean, why put it out there?
Yeah, why not put it out there?
Why live with it? I'm telling you, like you did.
Personal thing. For me, I don't, because those are things that I want to keep those a little bit private. you know, I don't blog, you know, to get every little hidden secret of my life out there. I blog just to get whatever feeling I'm feeling at the time out. If I'm happy, I post about it. If I'm mad, I can post about it. Because it's good to express it. I mean, you can either write it in a diary, you can do it in a blog, you can talk about it. Whatever way you feel comfortable doing it. Personally, for me, if I can talk to that person, it doesn't go on my blog. You know, but it's nice to be able to go online and just rant and rave like a mad woman and not care, you know, and not make a complete fool out of yourself in front of people.
Do you worry about potential employers Googling you and finding your rants and raves?
No, actually. And I had this discussion with my husband. The newspaper that I write for, if they were to find my blog, they probably wouldn't care for some of the things that I've never blogged about my job. These things that I blogged about really shouldn't have any personal, they shouldn't have any effect whatsoever on my job if I'm performing my job right. Personally, I don't think you should get fired if you have a blog.
Well,
if you don't post right job. Now, if you post right job, maybe that's a little...
Yeah, it depends.
More and more companies are coming out with policies regarding online communications, whether it be about your personal life or whatever, anything that can tie you back to them. There's a lot more.
It's about public image. It's about what your reflection of this company. And I just think it's...
But it's still, I mean, you're starting to read, you know, about people getting in trouble at work for, you know, even if they don't talk about their job, just the fact that, and especially Savannah, we've only got 2 degrees of separation, it's not really difficult to decide that, hey, okay, well, hey, here's somebody else, can you write about it? You know, I'll use Curtis as an example. Curtis has been my boss for 5 years. We haven't always seen eye to eye, but there's not one word about him on my blog for that specific
Thank
reason.
Thank God.
Y'all have our own opinions. My opinion, you shouldn't get. If you don't involve your blog, your job on your blog, I don't think it should matter one bit what kind of language you use, what kind of pictures you post, what you talk about. It's your feelings. This is your own personal space away from work. And if they're judging you on that, then I don't know. I just think
it's
a shame.
It's not about judgment. I mean, if they have a policy that says you are to, whether you're in the office or you're out of the office, you are to adhere to a certain image that is meant.
Well, that's judgment right there.
Right. That's judgment. And again, that's more realistic.
That's how you plan your life. I mean, for me, I almost secretly, in some sort of like perverse way that I don't really wish it, but I almost do wish somebody would fire me for my blog so that I could spread that shit everywhere. Because I feel exactly the same way.
No, but wait a minute. When you take a job, you're entering into a contractual
relationship. The corporation
policy says if you take this job, then you are undertaking the following commitments. You know, your husband shall always show up at company picnics or something.
And they find out, that is reflecting.
See, I don't think someone should get fired for that.
I don't know whether they should.
But is it the policy?
I think it's more than saying that your behavior
reflects upon
their judgment call.
Absolutely.
I want somebody to pull something like that on me so that I can make a big thing about it. I really do. In a perverse way, like I really don't, but I do. You know what I'm saying? Because I just think that is completely wrong.
So you want to set a precedence?
Maybe.
Duke's already.
I don't know. Duke's already did that. But
I just think it's a judgment. I mean, it's, to me, personally, I think it's the same as... you know, you're working in an office and you know this person maybe doesn't agree with you politically, and maybe you know this person, mom or husband or something, and you judge them, it's the same. I mean, you shouldn't, I just don't think you should be fired for blogging. If it doesn't, if you don't involve your work on your blog, I don't think it should matter one bit, because They're judging you. When it comes down to it, they're judging you. And yeah, they can get around by saying maybe, you know, your blog is a reflection of their company, but I think that's just bullshit.
Judging us, telling us what we should and shouldn't do. And to finally have our, each of us have our own space is very important in my opinion, where it's just for us, it's not for anybody else, it's our space.
It's not your space, it's on the internet, in front of a
billion people.
Now we're back to the dark.
Hang on just a second. Let me interject if I could, because we're moving into a very interesting topic, which is increasingly becoming important and is going to become even more so important. And that is the topic of whose space is it? Is it my space? Is it your space? And it moves into intellectual property, which also moves into legal matters, which is a huge issue right now, because when blogs first started, it was nothing more than an online journal where you could say whatever you want. Now you've got companies that are saying, look, if I employ you and I sign your paycheck, then you are 24/7 representing my company. Which is why you'll come across a blogger once in a while that will say, none of the opinions expressed here are representative of XYZ. It's because they're scared that they're going to be reprimanded at work. I worked for a company when I first moved to Savannah that made a structural shift. They decided to go very corporate, it was mom and pop. They decided to call in a consultant, move out of the mom and pop status, and sell out to a corporation, and it pissed me off. I wrote about it. 2 days later, I got called into the principal's office, and they told me that I needed to take the post down. Well, I told them that they needed to show me legally why I had to take the post down. We got into a very long discussion about whose space is it. Well, it's interesting because the courts say that it's public space, but yet then there's this precedence of, if I'm on a pay platform, if I run a WordPress site where I'm paying for hosting, I'm paying for my domain name, nothing is free, then it's my space. I can say what I want, I can do what I want without being a direct representative of the company. Now, what's also interesting is the double side of that coin. If the company says, look, you represent us, blah, 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 then you can also go back to the company and say, well, guess what? I drive the biggest piece of crap car known to man. Is that what you want people to see for your company? In fact, I don't even own a car. I hitchhike to work. Is that what you want for the company to be represented as? That gives you grounds to say, hey, if you want me to represent your company, then you better give me a company car that you like, and you better put me up in a company hotel that you like, and you better have me eating at restaurants that you like. See, it's a very sticky situation right now, but what you've got to do is, if you're going to write a blog, number one, you've got to commit to that. You've got to say, it's my opinion, I'm going to express it regardless of what happens. Then you've got to educate yourself. You've got to look. Deuce, yes, has set a precedent, but there's also things behind that. She made direct hits on the company she worked for. She exploited people at her company. If you're not willing, and maybe she was, I don't know, I've only met her once, but if I'm going to out someone on my blog for doing something that I think is unethical or immoral or jeopardizes the company that we work for, if I'm not willing to call them out in their face at work, then I probably shouldn't write it. But since I'm the type of person that'd be more than happy to call you out in a public, you know, a public forum, then I'll write about it. But really, if you're going to breach that, then you need to be prepared to talk about things like intellectual property, talk about things like legal matters. It's becoming a huge issue, and I would say in the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see in major law schools a shift into IP law because it's huge.
Yeah.
What's yours? What's mine? Who pays for it? Who owns it? Who can read it?
Yeah.
It's going to be big.
There's a few law firms here in town
that
are specializing in it.
Oh, yeah. I know of one right now in town that's doing great, great business just on IP. Stuff that doesn't even exist, and they're representing it.
That's a good point. It's about talking about other people on your blog. The way that my basic I had to take journalism law in school, and basically with
If you are a public figure or the media deems you a public figure, if you're involved in some sort of public crime or public scandal, basically you lose your right to privacy. But what if you're just someone's girlfriend or boyfriend and they're putting your life on their blog? I mean, where's the line? Where's that protection for that person that never gave their consent or didn't even know that that person was blogging about that? And there's a court case about that. Someone in Washington where that was issued here recently, yes.
We were just discussing that in
where's the line drawn on that someone decided to put you on his or her blog?
Yeah, that's
and they're not a public figure. They're not a politician or a celebrity or involved in any kind of public crime against society. I mean, where's the line drawn on that? If you put your picture, right.
And you're like,
you need to be real careful. It's just like my grandmother always told me that fools' names and monkeys' faces are always seen in public places. And so it's like anything else. It just so happens we can get it out a whole lot quicker now. If I am set on bringing you down, I'll bring you down one way or the other. It just so happens that I can do it from my cell phone now while I'm watching you come down.
There was this really famous case that came out in Korea. This woman brought her dog on the subway, and the dog defecated on the subway. Well, people whipped out, and she didn't clean it up. She refused to clean it up. People whipped out their cell phones, and they took a picture of her. And just within months, this woman was totally mocked. All over Korean web space, and that was just a very interesting concept. It's just like, okay, she committed a faux pas, but how much, you know, do we need to get down on people like that? Or, you know, that's going to follow her around for the rest of her life, you know?
Yeah, we know, and now we're kind of deviating off the topic, but it does bring up some interesting things. A couple of things that I really would love, I wish we had more time because I'd love to touch on things that I've thought about today that I hadn't even thought of prior.
Next year.
One of those is very much that. I mean, with the advent of being able to post instantly from your cell phone, think of the insensitivity and the desensitization just with the Saddam Hussein thing alone. You know, with kids who saw it and thought it was a mock, they made fun of it and they ended up killing themselves accidentally. Because it was posted all over YouTube. I mean, it was like, you know, everyone knows that the stuff you see on the computer is just like for fun and games. So certainly this guy, you know, they don't understand that. But that also brings up another point. Employers now who are seeing MySpace as a viable way to research potential employees.
Right.
I mean, I have to say I work for a magazine and I found two people that I wanted to interview that I couldn't find anywhere else. I found them on MySpace, and after I saw their MySpace, I kind of didn't want to cover them anymore. But it's not because they chose to put it on MySpace. It's because I just happened to find out about it. If I had found out any other way, I would have had the same reaction. It just so happened that I found out much quicker that way. It saved me a lot of time. But those are some very interesting subjects. We're going to see a lot about those. I would encourage you all, as we wrap up this session, and if somebody wants to go upstairs and tell them to wrap it up, I'd appreciate that. But, you know, we really just need to think about these things. I encourage you, if you're going to post a blog, Savannah, and talk about, you know, debriefing and talk about what we could do maybe next time, because I do feel like we could probably pull one of these off again. Those are going to be, imagine if it's this hot of a topic now. Next year, we're going to have to bring in a lawyer to talk about legal matters. We won't be able to avoid it anymore. You know, bloggers are starting to take the place of traditional journalists, which breaches a whole lot of lines that we thought were very cut and dried, and are not anymore. So, you know, let me know. Let us know your feedback on that. If you want to know more about the legal issues, we'll find, you know, an IP lawyer that will come and talk and really address the issue. But in the meantime, I kind of just want to wrap this session up and kind of say goodbye because it's time to...
Great.
It's kind of time to call it a day. And women in blogging is, just to find out this session, women in blogging is an incredible, incredible movement that has not gotten as much attention as it should. Yes, ma'am.
Don't you think you should let Jenny finish the closing?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely am getting to that.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
women.
Well, it's women and bloggers. I feel like we're all right over.
No.
Of course, be friends with it.
All right. You know what? Then go ahead, please.
I think in the end, you just have to be happy with the way you look. Doesn't matter if you're a woman, doesn't matter if you're a man. Just blog, however makes you happy, doesn't matter. And you can still be a blogger and a good mother and a professional. You can still be a good person. You just have to figure out what you're going to blog about and just stick to it and be honest with yourself. And that's the only thing that, you know, that I can offer is just be honest with yourself on your blog. You can't stand behind it, don't post it. You know, but you can still be this person on a blog and still be a good person in real life. You know, you can still be a mother and a wife, which I am, and still be this crazy, cussing, loudmouth person on the internet, and I'm still a good person. You just have to be honest with yourself on it. You know, that's all you have to do on your blog. Just be honest with yourself. You know, and hopefully, bloggers will find their own little place on the internet and where maybe they're a little bit more respected. They're not all the first mommy bloggers. So maybe this time next year we'll have a more famous female blogger.
Interested in podcasting? Want to mingle with other podcasters or learn how to get started yourself? Then mark your calendar for PodCamp Atlanta, happening March 16th through 18th at Emory University. For more information and to add yourself to the registration list, visit podcampatlanta.com. And by the way, it's free.
The song you heard in this podcast was Garden by Cargo Cult, available only on magnatune.com. Thanks for listening to UnConcast on the Georgia Podcast Network. If you have recorded or are planning to record a discussion that you think would make a good episode of UnConcast, email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com to learn how you can submit it.